What do you want to do this time?
Hold on. Let me get my lyrics.
Oh, shit. Oh, are you singing the end of it?
Deepest, bluest. My hat is like a shark fin. Deepest, bluest. My hat is like a shark.
Okay, she's stripping. Come on. Let me lay a beat down for you.
Okay, so you just keep saying deepest, bluest over and over again.
Deepest, bluest. Deepest, bluest. Deepest, bluest.
My hat is like a shark fin.
Deepest, bluest. Deepest, bluest. It's really hard. It actually kind of feels like patting your head
deepest,
and rubbing your
bluest.
Side.
Deepest. Deepest. Bluest.
Lewis.
My hat is like a shark fin.
That's a perfect example of musical improv by, I believe that is an LL Cool J song at the very end of the movie.
It is.
And what I love about that is, you know, you take a musical improv class, guilty as charged. I've taken one. And what happens is you'll get there are some people that are very good at musical improv and there are some people that aren't. And what happens is the people that aren't, you get a suggestion such as, okay, strawberry. I hear strawberry. Could I get another one? Hospital. Okay. And what's supposed to happen is you're supposed to create a song where, you know, you do eventually get to a strawberry or get to talking about a hospital. But when you're not good at it, what does end up happening is you go, I love strawberries and went to the hospital and strawberries are good at the hospital. I eat strawberries at the hospital. And that is a little bit of what LL Cool J is doing at the end when I do think someone said to him, create a song about the movie Deep Blue Sea, which features sharks, and all he could think of is deepest, bluest. My hat is like a shark's fin.
I didn't even fact check those lyrics.
Why is his hat like a shark fin?
That is the lyric, right?
Is that
I didn't even look it up.
That's a Scrooge sleepy hat? Like, what is a...
My hat is like a shark fin. It's deepest? Like, you see it coming. You see the hat coming. And you know you're in trouble.
What type of hat is it?
LL.
Oh, it is called... Okay, and the song is called Deepest Bluest, in brackets, Shark's Fin. Oh, my fucking God. LL Cool J. My hat is like a shark's fin. Deepest Bluest. My hat is like a shark's fin. That does get repeated 6 times. Then he says...
My hat is like a shark's fin.
Man-made terror, hungry jaws of death. Y'all don't know my depths. I'll pause your breath. Is he singing as the POV of the shark? I cause you to sink down 40,000 leagues, bleeding to death with no arms and short sleeves.
Oh, yeah, he's in the POV of the shark.
He is the shark. My world, but there isn't really any sort of metaphors happening. He is just saying, I eat krill and I swim really fast and I do have gills because I'm technically a fish.
If he's singing as the POV
of the shark,
he is the shark.
Yeah,
then it should be my shark fin is like a hat. My shark fin is like a hat.
Wait. How does this shark know what a hat is? I do need to say, killers got to eat too. Looking for human flesh to rip my teeth through. Other fish are in the sea, but barracudas ain't equal to a half-human predator created by a needle. Oh, it literally is about the shark in... Wow, these lyrics are absolutely eye-opening. It's about the evil shark with the needles. Jet black eyes, baby, they stare while you sleep. When your Titanic sinks, I'm the one you're going to meet. Hearing terrified screams, they surround my team. I feel like I'm doing a poetry reading. All you see is trails of blood.
Are we going to read the whole song?
They switched my DNA and tripped me into Cool J. I mean, all I'll say is the ocean is haunted. I'm closing in because I'm supposed to win. How could the cold steel feel when it froze your little chin?
I do feel like that's a good little sampler.
Now, will we get dinged for basically what I just did sounded exactly like the song. So will we get dinged? It's hard to say. My fin is like a shark's hat.
My fin is like a shark's hat.
Welcome to 31 and 13. This is Maddie Foley. This is Liv Colick. Oh, I never say your name. This is Maddie Foley and my beautiful co-host with a little fin on her head.
No, go for it.
Liv Collect. She's a little shark tonight. I'm a little krill. I'm feeling krill tonight. I'm feeling...
I'm the big gargantuan thing and you're the tiny little thing.
I'm so little, you can't even see me. I was going to say Netflix and krill. Let there be about 20 seconds of silence for that one. You're a tiny shark. You're like a seahorse.
Oh, okay, cool.
You like that?
Oh, no. No. I don't like when they shoot
their babies out really hard. No, they really do shoot those babies out.
They really do. Do you have to launch them like that?
They really do. For real, though. Shoot their... So do pandas. Pandas kind of like sneeze and shoot babies out like seahorses. All that to say, we are 30 going on 13. We're the podcast where we do talk about movies, TV shows from the 90s, 2000s, stuff we watched when we were teens, we watch now as adults, and we talk about them, how they messed us up. We review them. We make jokes out sometimes. We like to have fun here. And we're back again talking about Deep Blue Sea this week. This is going to be a part two. Before we get into the Deep Blue Sea, there's a couple items of business that must be discussed. First one is, this is a fast food corner I've been sitting on for a little bit of time, and I did want to bring it into the main pod. Normally, I've been trying to keep a lot of our, you know, contemporary chats to Patreon, but I do feel there is a desire, a need, a want for fast food to be discussed.
It's the most widely commented, demanded.
Yes.
Segment.
So, I mean, I think that would be
unfair.
Let's
give the people what they want.
That would be unfair to put that behind a paywall. That would be absolutely unfair. We do still want people do still want us doing the, Apple Dance, that we've gotten more requests for that. People also were going nuts about the catio last week. That was another big point of conversation. Not so much contention, but, you know, I have one. Where can I get one?
Out there are having them.
Someone has a catio. My friend has a catio, and they did respond. My friend, aka a listener of the show. But all that to say, things are going well in Instagram land, so I do actually have nothing to report on there, and I do have time for a fast food corner. The fast food corner I want to bring up is like something that I really need you to take seriously. I really need you to actually listen and pay attention. I need you listen up, sharp for this. We are talking about the Wendy's ciabatta buns. So,
or as a guest once said to me, ciabatta.
Oh, I love that. Ciabatta. Now, that is not it for real. I tried to bring up a picture. Okay, my segment's already going off the ciabatta Wendy sandwich. Now, what happened was... Okay, here we go. The frescata sandwiches. Here we go. Oh, my God. Okay. In about 2006, the year of our Lord, Wendy's came out with a sort of deli sandwich called a frescata. They had like ham, they had like a BLT, they had like a turkey one. They were deli. These were in response to essentially like people wanting a lunchtime food. People this are not having burgers at Wendy's, lunch.
That Wendy's issued.
This was sort of, yeah, I worked for marketing for Wendy's back in 2006.
He said, we can't remain silent anymore.
They said,
on this topic, we need to issue a statement and a response.
Because they said, instead of just saying, we're releasing these sandwiches, and I don't know what was wrong with me, I fucking loved these sandwiches. I loved these guys.
Was it because it was ciabatta?
Yeah, right? It was. I had never had ciabatta up till then. I was raised in a, you know,
Wonder Bread,
a white person's hell. I mean, well, a white person's heaven, but my hell.
Ciabatta is also a white person.
Yeah, but it's Italian white person.
Okay.
Okay. We didn't have hard bread in my family. We had soft cake bread, basically, is what I grew up on. And once I was
not even enough, a rye bread.
Hell no. When I was younger.
Are you kidding me?
As a young child,
we were living on rye bread in my house. As a young child. Those seeds? Give it to my
brother. Anything that wasn't a sourdough, white sourdough, I'm getting sick over. I'm going whole wheat. Like, this bread.
But rye is like delicacy.
I'm not saying the way I lived was right. I'm not saying that
you're not defending it.
I'm not defending it. I'm saying the way I lived was sick. I'm saying call CPS. Because this reminds me so much
of the girl who I heard talking about how she used to be a part of who are the people who protest at funerals?
Oh fuck! I almost said John the Baptist. What are they called?
No, it is
Westboro.
Westboro Baptist. Yeah, you really reminded me of her.
Yeah,
just now.
I guess. Yeah, I guess eating
is like you see the error of your ways.
Yeah, yeah.
You
I'm come reformed. By it
honestly.
I'm yeah. reformed. I went to, you know, there were times where I wanted to eat whole wheat when I was a bit older, and I was sent to sort of like a camp where they would force me to eat white bread again, and I did see the error in those ways. However, when I first got my mitts on a goddamn ciabatta, oh, God. When I first tasted ciabatta in 2006, when I said, wait, bread can be hard? My life changed, period. Dear diary, today my life changed. I had ciabatta for the first time. So I don't know why I started thinking of these frescata, aka the ciabatta deli sandwiches that Wendy's did sell for a hot minute in 2006.
You were eating these sliced meats?
Loved these.
Oh, even as a meat eater, I hated sliced meat.
I was... picky about
making
it.
Lunch for me was hell.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
My mom went through hell trying to figure out what to give this little putrid freak that I am.
I would have set you up with a goddamn IV and said eat that instead. I would have gypsy rosed you. I would have set you up with an IV bag and said have fun at school, sweetie. No, these ciabatta buns, I was very particular about the deli meats that I had. It would have to be seemingly of a fresh slice. What does that mean? I don't know. But I did have stipulations. A round piece of deli meat in a package, like a bologna.
Like perfectly round.
That's going to make me puke. That's going to make me absolutely sick. But something that's looking a little bit more...
from the counter.
Frescata from the deli counter. Yeah. I don't know what frescata means.
Yeah, frescata.
Frescata is a really great word. Anyways, all that to say, I don't know why I thought about these. I did want to bring this up. I wanted to just do sort of a reach out program, I guess. I wanted to say, do you remember the ciabatta buns? Do you remember the frescatas? Do you remember the deli sandwiches Wendy's would sell? Again, in response to people saying a burger is too heavy for lunch. A burger is a dinner. A burger is not a lunch. And I have challenged that many times in my life where I've had the burger for lunch, but I do miss, I guess, how the way these deli sandwiches made me feel. I guess I miss the taste of a ciabatta for the first time. You'll never get that back, actually, for real. That's so fleeting. We're so lucky to be alive. Thank you, God.
She's chasing the ciabatta dragon.
I am literally Chad Michael Murray in... Cinderella story where he's putting up posters saying have you seen this girl and I'm putting up the frescata Wendy's ciabatta buns.
you can still get a ciabatta bun.
It's different. You can't get it with an ice cold iced tea.
Okay, imagine having that grilled with some grilled vegetables and pesto or something. That'd be delightful.
It's different. I've had those many a time. I fuck with ciabatta all the time. Like that's how I make
You know what I love?
What do you love?
Oh, let's talk bread. I can't believe we haven't had bread corner. This is crazy. Because guys,
as vegetarians,
I don't know what better way to say than bread. Is my goddamn bread and butter.
all
minus the butter. Fucking love bread.
A big thing about bread as vegetarians, you've got to know, bread is going to
a huge part of our food group.
It's going to account for about 80% of what you eat.
Yeah. Unhealthy vegetarians unite. Yo, bread.
No, stand up.
Okay, you know what's my absolute favorite? And my mom actually used it as part of something to lure me to come over next week.
Okay.
She knows that I will fall to
bruschetta.
My knees. I mean, love, but this is a type of bread. Focaccia.
Oh, my God.
A freshly baked focaccia with, like, thyme.
Yeah, with
some
fake,
thyme on there.
Yeah, when
rosemary. I love that.
When they fucking dig their fingers into a fresh focaccia, and
better be those holes.
And those holes come out.
And honestly, I hope their fingernails were dirty.
I don't care. I love it. Adds the flavor.
I don't care. I love it.
And I love when they do.
Love.
A sneaky little
olive.
Or a tomato. Or an olive. Or a...
An olive and a focaccia.
Or a cherry tomato sliced. Or a yellow cherry tomato. And what they're going to go ahead and do is then put the thyme around it. So it looks like a fucking flower, brother. And we're doing patterns in the focaccia. You
and
kidding
some
me?
Nice sea salt.
The chunkiest sea salt. The chunkiest sea salt you ever did see.
Honestly, my mouth is watering just thinking about all that bread.
If somebody put a focaccia in the window like a pie, I would go full cartoon for it and
be led
by my nose into the window. Yeah. You could catch me with a dog catcher's cartoon net if you put a focaccia on the goddamn...
Yeah, catch me outside with focaccia.
If someone tied a string to a focaccia and walked it down the street, I would follow it. I would follow it anywhere you want to go. That's how I'd get kidnapped. Wow, I'm obsessed with that. Well, that's bread corner. That's fast food corner. We didn't have any Instagram updates, so let's... I don't know. Do you have anything really important, or do you want to dive into this DBS, bitch?
Yeah, I got nothing.
Love it. Okay, so we ended off with Stellan Skarsgård getting his arm absolutely fucking chopped, mate. This guy is getting... I mean, he's petting the shark. He's saying thank you, and he gets bit, and it gets got. He's being cocky.
He's smoking a cig.
Why are we smoking a cig in the pressure chamber? Anyways, not my monkey, not my circus. You know that whole thing. Not my circus, not my monkey. The other thing I want to bring up at this point is that I have been searching online for a picture of Stellan Skarsgård getting his arm cut off because I did want to share that on Instagram. Why? Well, we're bad at Instagram. I don't know how to do it. And I thought that would be something that, you know, shocked people, rocked people, and maybe got some reactions. The stunt double that they used for Stellan Skarsgård to get his arm cut off. Did I send that to you?
Yeah.
Is that me? Like, who is that person? That person couldn't look less like Stellan Skarsgård. I love that kind of jazz. I think it's so funny when a stunt double gets caught, like famously One Tree Hill, where, have you ever seen that one? I think I sent it to you. The stunt double for Chad Michael Murray is literally an old man with no hair, like a man in his 70s with no hair. I have to send this to you. Holy shit, it's so funny. But I'll do it after. So the shark attacks The shark attacks Stellan
Skarsgård.
Stellan Skarsgård is attacked by a shark. He gets his arm cut off, but he's not dead. But everyone's kind of freaking the fuck out. And this is our first, like, moment. And honestly, our girl, she goes, LOL, I'm not getting this shark killed. I'll tell you that much. She bonks the little button. The shark goes down. Now, it has been 2 weeks. What is that girl's name again? Ferris? It's fine.
Saffron.
Love you for that. Laugh my ass off. Now we go into the helicopter.
I literally wrote in all capital letters, laughing my ass off. These waves are the worst effect yet. These are kids' pics. This is the worst thing I've ever
seen.
This
is a drawing on two popsicle sticks being moved in front of the camera. So
it's like, this is crazy. You had to deal with sharks attacking people, and yet waves was what
waves
you
got
down.
You. I think they went, you know, we're working on these sharks for, we got, oh, we're almost done the budget and we got all the shark attacks in, amazing. And they go, oh fuck, what about the helicopter CGI? And they go, we only got half an hour left on the clock.
The waves were how I used to draw it. One of the first things I learned, you know, swoopy, pointy.
It's actually hard to describe how bad this whole sort of image is, which is the helicopter flying in. So what ends up happening, Stellan's sick. He's sick of an illness called got his arm ripped off by a shark. And the shark has been let go back into the water. Everything's okay other than that. But there's also a fucking storm happening, and that's not going to be good for an Aquatica lab that is essentially floating like Atlantis kind of in a lot of ways and is in the middle of nowhere and seemingly not well built. I'm going to say it, not well built, because we've got holes in the bottom of this thing that sharks are coming up for science. So we're stuck.
But also, you're trying to medevac someone.
Well, that's the issue.
In a full-blown hurricane.
There's a full-blown hurricane. There are waves crashing over the little fucking connectors. And Stellan's got to get medevaced. So our girl Janice makes the call. The CGI terrible helicopter comes in through the Cartoon Kids Picks Art Attack waves. It's truly a laughable thing, because I did say LMFAO about 10 O's on that. And essentially, this is something that does scare me, being on
float. No, this hypothetically is scary.
This
as
hell. Is thalassophobia. If you think a little bit too hard about the reality of this, you're on a floating fake island that's like drowning in ocean water, and then there's a fucking massive storm. Stellan's got no arm. A chopper's coming to try and pick him up. The chopper can't land because the whole thing's flooded. You're trapped. Someone's gonna die. Like, that's actually making me so sick to my stomach. The chopper kind of gets close, but guys, you, when you see it, you know this whole action sequence ain't gonna be good, because it's just, the weather's too bad, you guys. And
it's a perfect storm. Okay. One might say,
let's just see, it's a pathetic fallacy of sorts.
Because they're gonna have to toy claw machine him out.
Okay,
of there,
we got to talk about whether a helicopter does in fact have a tiny hook that looks like a dressing hanger. If that's for real, what they use to,
I mean,
clip on?
They in movie and television, they do show that. It's got to be true.
Is that true that we have one single?
I've seen it so many times.
One single, honestly, like. Not Hungry Hungry Hippo, but what's that fish hook game where you pull the thing up? It is
I would say it's at least...
It's not a clip.
I Know What You Did Last Summer.
It's I Know Hand. What You Did Last Summer hook hand. It's not a goddamn camping clip.
Carabiner.
Thank you.
It's not a carabiner.
It's not a carabiner. It's a I Know What You Did Last Summer hook hand, where something could easily, at a bad angle, slide on out of there. I wouldn't even walk Dublin with that with that type of little
and you're
hook.
Twisting and twirling.
Okay, and that's going to be the big funny.
You are twisting and freaking ass twirling on a string.
I'm also at this point, Stellan's getting lifted up. I'm saying, wouldn't he just slide out of the bed too? I'm not understanding this physics either. And then actually, for real, you guys.
Just when you thought. It couldn't get worse.
He's spinning around kind of, and like, I think he's gonna fall out of the bed or whatever that thing is called. I think he's gonna slide
stretcher.
Out. I'm just gonna use the dumbest words that come to my mind.
He's on a bed on a hook.
He's on a bed that's been picked up with a claw machine and attached to a helicopter. Just when you think he's gonna slide out the bed, RIP, and get scooped by a shark for real, what actually happens? The helicopter fucking stalls. And then he gets dipped
oh,
into
I
the water. He gets dangling, dipped and into the water.
I don't know if you guys remember the problem with the water. There's a little problem with
so
being dipped in water.
Normally
here.
Getting dipped in water won't kill you. But here at Lab Aquatica, with a shark that's... mad at you for real. He gets dipped in to the, he's now strapped to a stretcher that's been dipped into the water. He's trapped underwater. And I'm picturing the helicopter pulling him back up and it being empty. I mean, that would be scary. We'd love that. But that's actually for real not even what happens, because what they honest to God do is scarier. This is terrifying. I'm sitting here with my mouth open. What happens is the helicopter, I believe, explodes at this point. We don't know what happens to Stellan.
What are you talking about?
Okay, you say the thing. Say it.
That's not yet. What happens is something, Stellan's under the water.
Yeah.
And they're trying to pull him up.
Yeah.
But something's pulling the cord
right,
down
yes.
and yanking them
yes.
towards Lab Aquatica.
A.K.A.
What do you think is yanking the helicopter down towards Lab Aquatica?
What do you think grabbed him when he dipped down accidentally into the water and pulled towards Lab Aquatica?
And literally pulls them down. This freaking helicopter explodes.
It fishes. The shark is fishing for helicopters, basically. Or the helicopter's fishing for a shark. And it gets too much that it gets it's too much that it bit off for
it
chewing.
It pulls it.
You know what I mean?
Into the station.
It blows up.
And blows up. Bye-bye, Janice.
R.I.P. Janice. That's her death for real.
I will not get over
it. It is a weird role.
She is in this role of like...
Lone
there's
wolf.
Nothing to it.
Nothing.
She
not much
doesn't
to
interact
it.
With anyone.
I do think you're right though. Maybe it was like she's in the studio one day. She makes a bunch of money. Might as well just do it. She doesn't have to see anybody. So I'm sitting here with my goddamn jaw on the floor at this part because this action sequence has grabbed me by the coochie. I'm at the edge of my seat. This shark
oh,
has
it's
just
full Oppenheimer.
It's full Oppenheimer. The shark did a big bomb explosion. And then everyone freaks out. Janice is dead.
Yeah, it's a big summer.
Janice
blowout.
Is dead. So now, Janice blows up. The whole place blows up. No wonder I was so scared of this movie. I'm sitting here. The shark literally has the bed and is pulling the helicopter into the fucking tower. Laugh my ass off at this
okay.
at this pitch.
Oh.
Winding up for the first pitch.
Okay. What happens next, I think, is hands down the funniest thing in
this
the whole
is,
movie.
This is comedy, baby. This is why you
this
get
is
into
actually,
this.
Okay, someone get this shark a Netflix special, because the fucking prank that the shark does at this point.
Okay, this is...
It makes Ashton Kutcher look like a
This is Crank Yankers.
Loser.
This is literally punked and pranked Crank Yankers. This is JFL. This is JFL Laughs for Gags.
This is the big leagues.
This is going to go ahead and be one of the funniest stand-up bits I've ever seen in my life. We go back into the Lab Aquatica. We're in an area where they're kind of assessing the damage. Stuff has been blown up. It's not very good. Shit, what's happening? Where do we go? The signal's out. Who do we call? What do? We're in that mode. And in the middle of that mode...
And we are facing
yes.
a big giant aquarium wall.
Yes.
That is facing out into the ocean.
You may call it a window, but it's actually a window to the ocean, essentially. And what ends up happening is...
This is the craziest thing they could have done.
So essentially they're having a conversation behind this big window. We sort of see something in the distance.
Just imagining it again is making me laugh.
We see a little speck in the distance.
What is that speck? It's moving towards us.
That speck's moving towards us. Is it a submarine? I believe it's over Sam Yu's shoulder, actually, that we're seeing this. And you're sort of going, what's happening there? Because they're sort of trying to find a solution, and that speck's going to get bigger. And someone goes, oh my God, what is that? And it's getting closer, and you're starting to go, oh God, is a shark coming towards the... What's happening? What's happening? Folks, what you're going to go ahead and realize is that the shark has stolen... Stellan...
stolen?
The shark has... stolen Stellan Skarsgård's body that is still alive,
strapped
into the stretcher.
Okay.
You know,
for a thousand reasons, this is the funniest thing you could have done. Okay, his body is already strapped to the gurney, the
stretcher.
Fucking stretcher already. He has been underwater at this point
11
minimum to 10 minutes. Minimum 10 minutes. This guy has been fully submerged in water.
Mortally wounded as well.
Absolutely. And he is wedged in the mouth of the shark, but positioned perfectly so that you can still fully see him in his entirety and the full stretcher. The shark is holding it like a popsicle stick.
This is literally
in his mouth.
This is literally like when Dublin gets a toy that she's a little bit unsure of, and she opens her mouth.
Isn't fully.
Yeah, she's not crunching down on it. She's carrying it around because she's not sold on
it. She's not sure of it yet.
And
is being careful with it.
But instead of biting into it, instead of ripping it apart in front of us as sharks do, what this shark decides to do is essentially throw the first pitch at the ball game. This shark, as it's come into view now that Stellan is still alive, attached to the stretcher, held
guys,
in the shark.
You would have thought, we're going to see his corpse,
or his head,
strapped
or
to
something.
This thing still. And it's in a shark's mouth, and that was our colleague, and that was our partner. But actually, no, because when he gets close enough, we actually see he's still blinking. And actually, not only is he then blinking, his eyes are wide with horror at what's happening. I can't believe the situation he's found.
He's really acting with his eyes. Well, that's the only tool he's got at his disposal. The other thing is, the shark doesn't keep Stellan in its mouth. The shark does sort of get just close enough to let go and allow the force of sort of Stellan's stretcher to then hit.
Give his friends a front row seat.
Give them a fright. And as he bangs against the wall, just the stretcher, as if the shark is throwing Stellan Skarsgård body.
He basically rams him into the window.
Stellan Skarsgård's alive body gets thrown into the window by
I did write a detail. So the shark
noses
him into the window.
When Dublin wants to play with a ball, she will do this to me. She'll hit it with her nose.
It's so cute.
But that's what a shark's doing with Stellan's body.
But you know, this poor guy, you know what he does?
What?
He knows what's coming.
Yeah.
He actually closes his eyes to brace for the impact of what's about to happen.
Yeah.
Because again, he is still alive despite being underwater for over 10 minutes at this point. And also, his arm was ripped off. And also, he's in a shark's mouth.
I do say, how is Stellan still alive? He should have been killed many, many minutes ago and ripped apart. That would have actually been crazier if the shark threw the corpse at the Lab Aquatica. I don't know why he had to be alive. And then, shit, Stellan, buddy, you just cracked that window. You're going to have to pay for that. Because now Lab Aquatica, big window, the big one that everything sort of relies on, that got cracked. And now this whole damn place is going to flood. We see the crack spread, and we see the water come in, and it's game on. Lab Aquatica is going to be flooded. I watch them running out of this like flooding place. I go, God, imagine how wet you'd be after filming this whole sequence. No wonder movies like this take 10 months to film. The chef and the bird, TBH, sad face emoji, will be skipping them.
LL is on his own journey.
LL's on his own journey with bird. The bird dies.
If you're on this situation. Are you just pulling your own ripcord, or are you trying to survive?
I mean,
the place is sinking.
Do we have drugs?
There's sharks.
I'm not like stabbing myself. Like, how are you gonna kill yourself? How are you gonna do it?
I'm sure there's plenty of things you could
do. It would have to be quick. I would do it for sure if it was quick. I mean, I would love to just, if there was drugs, I would just take a bunch of drugs.
Right.
And then...
I don't know if Aquatica probably does have something.
You'd have Oxy
but
or something.
You don't know what's... Yeah, anyway, getting into dark stuff, but... yeah, he's unfortunately completely by himself.
I'm not throwing myself on a ragged fucking... rogue sticking a piece of metal to kill myself. Right. No, but I drug myself. So Chef and Bird are on their own adventure. I can't even speak to it. If you have any notes, please speak to it for me. Be my wings, because I can't. Because guess what? The bird fucking dies, and I had to skip that part. And it's not even that gruesome, frankly, but it's sad. And I don't need any sadness in my life. I don't need animals dying ever. I don't need the shark. I don't even need the shark. The shark's dying. We can all get along. Stop throwing Stellan Skarsgård's body at the window, and let's just figure this out. It's an honest mistake.
Let's all come to the table.
We all
and work this out.
Let's just lay it all out. Them running past the jets. So one of the effects that we get. So basically, the place is sinking. This is going to be a race to the finish of trying to get out, while also the sharks are also going to be trying to infiltrate and swim around the sunken place. And also attack people is essentially the mode we're in. Them running past the jets. So one fun thing is they kind of are trying to, I think, find different ways to show that the place is sinking. And they do this one cool, fun cinema trick where they show like holes in the wall of the place, and then they have jets shooting out, but they're like only like that big amount of water. Like it's like little quarter sized like jets shooting out.
That's fun.
And they're running through it, and they go, guys, we have to do it. And it's like honestly the equivalent to like Great Wolf Lodge, like a fun running through like the jets thing.
That's the least you guys have had to
it's
do.
Gonna get so much worse. And these guys are going, guys, come on, we have to do this. And they run through these little jets, and I'm like, that is gonna get so much worse. A horror thing with the water. Now this is gonna be funny as well. We get another shot of them in another hallway going, guys, what's that sound? And then the camera pans slowly to the hallway. You know what that sound is. The place is sinking. It's water. It's always going to be water. You can't act like it's
going to... You've got water coming out the wazoo.
You've got water coming out the wazoo. It's not a serial killer. It's not going to be a random animal.
Yeah, like it's not an intruder.
It's not an intruder. It's going to be water coming. They're going, guys, what is that? And the camera's going, I'll tell you, it's water. The bird's name is Bird, R.I.P. Literally hate this. This dumbass bitch souped up these sharks. Okay, so we do have that conversation.
Okay, I don't know if it's in that conversation, but this quote, where someone's like, maybe it's Samu.
Yeah.
Someone has this like really brilliant.
They're trying to figure out what
realization.
Yes, yes, yes.
Or they're like, these sharks, they're not just breaking down doors, are they? They're after us.
Okay. So that is a great quote. That is going to be coming out of the mouth of Samu.
Breaking down doors for the fun of it. Are they?
No.
They're after us.
So that's going to be Sammy's big realization at this point. Up until this point, we go, these souped up sharks.
Well, he thought they were just doing it for shits and gigs.
Well, he doesn't know much about
sharks.
For
goose and gags.
Goose and gags. JFL,
and who can blame him after what we just saw?
He doesn't know much about sharks. He's businessman. You know, you saw him fly in on a business helicopter. He's got suit on. He businessman. He doesn't understand that a shark is not supposed to be this smart and throwing a man out a window. And so Samu is confused. He goes, what the heck's going on with these sharks? Our girl admits to, yeah,
making shark genius.
We did a bad thing. We got these sharks all fucked up.
Souped up. Really. We jackassers jacked up the sharks.
We pimped my ride these sharks. And they got really fucked up, and now for real, they're actually really smart. They actually, IQ wise, really fucking smart. I'm laughing at this because she's kind of admitting to everyone. I have a few thoughts, because I do love that Samu says that line you just repeated so brilliantly, because that's very funny. the other line I love here. We get our blonde woman who plays the role of other woman. And
Janice.
Other woman, Janice, comma, Janice. And we get her going, my favorite line, because I was thinking it when she says this. She goes, "You stupid bitch." And I'm like, damn, straight to the point. Like, Janice was innocent, bro. She did nothing.
Yeah, that line cut.
I loved that. In early in the 1990s, oof, you stupid bitch, that's going to cut. The other thing I'm laughing at is my manipulative ass is going, why the fuck would you own up to this? Your friend, who was, like, obviously the crazy scientist, just died. Throw him under the bus. Get them on your side. Say, oh, Jim, it was Jim's idea. He wanted to make the sharks like this. I had no idea. I just found out. And
you've got nothing to lose at this point.
Are you kidding me? I'd throw Jim under the helicopter stretcher, you know? I'd throw him under the goddamn bus faster than you can say, Samu, because he's dead. He's fully dead. Like, get them on your side. Jim did it all. I didn't know about this. I said, next up, we go back to Chef and Bird. Me no watching. I skip Bird death. Bird gets killed by shark.
I go, why'd the shark even bother with the parrot? That's like me going after a grain of quinoa.
Yeah, it's like you going after a grain of quinoa because you're mad at your entire meal or something. You know, it doesn't.
It's like that's nothing. That's absolutely nothing. Well, why'd you know bother?
You know why? Because these sharks are smart.
The shark knew what that would mean to Chef.
To Chef. And he's mad at Chef. He's mad at Chef for feeding these people that fucking souped him up flowers for Algernon and made him tortured soul shark. The chef hiding in the oven. Okay, this is going to go ahead and head into science.
That's
a bit above my pay grade in terms of science.
fuck, I don't know game shows. Places what I is? Don't want to see my chef. For 500.
Places you don't want to see your chef. The oven.
I'm blending the game Jeopardy with that other one.
The one where he holds the thing up to his head.
The family. Yeah. The family. Yeah,
Family Feud one.
yeah, me not want to see a chef inside of an oven.
Well, I'm going to be honest. I started feeling pretty inferior when I saw a chef in his own oven. The shark turns the oven on and there's enough water that the oven's also almost flooding. So because when he's hiding in the oven, mm-hmm. the shark turned the oven on because shark's smart. There's enough water that it's up to your tits, basically. It's the first thing I could think of. And it's going to start flooding the oven. Now, I am not a smart woman. I don't understand what happens where he hacks his way out of the oven. Into the upper oven. It's not a fan.
Yeah, it's a double oven.
Wouldn't there be
something?
A goddamn stove on top of it?
I don't know. Maybe not for a Lab Aquatica.
Okay. And then there's another thing that happens science-wise that confuses me. But I want to ask you, would you rather be trapped in something underwater that gets turned on, or would you rather just die from shark? Trapped in an oven, burned to death with a shark circling you?
Oh, so you die either way.
Yeah, you die for sure both times. Or just eaten by shark death.
Oh, God. They're both horrendous. I can't even choose.
I think I would just open and get eaten by a shark. I don't think I'd want to burn to death.
I don't know, though. The shark is so scary.
I mean, the shark is smart, so it is going to toy with you. It's not going to be a one and done. It's not going to be a one and done.
I actually have chills. I don't want to think
The shark
it.
Turns the oven on so fucking funny. I do make a fun joke about my bad oven. I say, if this was my oven, you'd have about 2 hours before that thing got to 150, so you'd be fine. That's a funny joke about how bad my appliances are. OMFG, he's cave diving through the little oven's hole, okay, into the oven above. He's doing that thing where people go cave diving through tiny little areas. Now, science, guys, I'm getting inferior again because we're in a room of water. There's been gas turned on. The chef turns around. He gets out of the oven somehow. He faces this shark and he goes, "You killed my fucking bird." And he lights a match and throws it, and the shark blows up. But he doesn't. But the shark does. Me no. Why did the shark blow up?
I don't know.
Is gas? What is water? What happens when you mix them? Why that shark blowing up? Okay, we go back over to the group. So we're one shark down. That's fucking crazy, guys. We're one shark down. Wow. These people are just doing so many speeches constantly. Why is Samuel Jackson talking about Everest? So we do go back to another room.
Oh my God, Samu's speech.
We get a Samu speech here, and he's kind of, it's very long. He's talking for about 7 minutes.
I do have an amazing quote.
Is it, okay, let's hear it. Is it the Everest part? Okay, let's hear it.
You think water moves fast? You should see.
Okay, I'm already mad at you.
It's like it knows it killed the world once, and now it's got a taste for murder.
Okay, I'm mad
at
you.
Ice has got a taste for murder.
I'm so mad at you.
Because it knows it killed the world once. Oh my God. You think water's fast? You should see ice.
You think water will kill you? You should try fire. You think fire will kill you? You should try ice. You think ice will kill you? How about wind? You think wind will kill you?
You should try helicopter pulling you up and back.
I don't know. Maybe this was the inspiration for Disney Pixar's movie Elemental, where it's a bunch of water people and ice people and fire people walking around. This speech goes on.
You know that that writer thought that
ice getting a taste for murder.
It's like it knows it. Yes, you know.
Ice getting a taste for murder.
In the yeah. office where they're like, well, I've outdone.
This is my best work. There is something funny too about doing a 7-hour speech. He's also kind of alluding to like eating people.
Oh, I didn't even get
that. He was kind of like,
I was so stuck up on the ice.
But then he goes, we thought the ice killed us, but it was the people. And I was like, it kind of gets into like Andy's soccer team territory. It's fine. We'll leave it. Because what actually ends up happening is after Sammy's talking for about 6 minutes,
he gets the Oscars treatment.
He gets a full blow. He gets the Apollo, the Apollo cane. He gets sharked. That's right. He's standing a little bit too close to a little bit of
this
water.
These sharks are so
They're
funny.
They're funny as fuck. This is like,
We're all kind of sitting, listening to his speech.
We're like,
and we're all kind of like looking
everyone's
at each
bored.
Other like, oh my God, what is he doing right now? Make it stop.
This guy's annoying me. Shark goes,
let me take care
shark
of
goes,
that.
Cool story, bro. Come up, grab him, kill him in water. We love it. Yeah, these sharks are actually fun. And I say, wait, I actually love these sharks, TVH.
Actually, I'd love to party with these
actually,
sharks.
These sharks look like they'd get behind you in a picture and do bunny ears on you. They're funny. It honestly looks comfy in this little locker room. Why don't they just hang out there? Who cares?
Oh my God, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I was literally like, wow, that's comfy cozy. You're kind of like getting a little bit of like water reflection too. And it's like a little bit like it's dark. It's so cozy.
It does look comfy cozy.
But then they go, okay. But then they do go, we're going to die in minutes in this room if pressure goes bad. So we can't actually stay here. Some weird pressure thing happens and water goes kooky. Sorry, I don't know how science. I'm honestly not equipped to even remotely be like, is this realistic? I have no idea. I'd be so bad in a survival situation because of how bad my understanding of the elements are. Does fire plus air plus water equal explosion? Help me. Okay, so that was just me sort of spiraling a little bit and not feeling my best.
Have you noticed at this point that they've started doing shots that are in the shark's POV?
Yes. And they do look like a 007 video game where you're totally going through with I'm the like, gun.
yes, with the scope.
It's the shark coming up the bottom of the rig.
I am wondering sort of like, what are we getting out of that?
Well,
getting this little shark POV.
I think what happened with CGI was they said, let's spend all the money on the shark attacks. And then on the last day, they said, all right, anything else that's left over, let's just do it really quick. And I think they saw, oh, fuck, we have shark POV.
Let's not show the shark. We'll be the shark.
Be the shark. They say, shit, shark POV, shit, waves and helicopter, fuck. Okay, guys, let's just do as much as we can. People in these movies always be going slow on ladders, for fuck's sake.
Oh my god, there's always a ladder.
Guys, we got to get faster at ladders. I am out of shape, and I know I'd be climbing... I'd spider monkey fully. I'd be yeah. so quick up that ladder. He jams a knife in the door to have it open the same way that I... Ooh, he jams a knife in the door to open it. Okay, so we have a pressure thing happening. He jams a knife in it. And I say, this is the same way that I have been using a knife to open this cold jar of jam that I have. Great, great note, Maddie.
Oh my god, Joel absolutely hates my knife safety. Yeah,
I have
lack
none.
Thereof completely.
We can only have butters in the house pretty well.
I am fucking...
I'm ruthless. I think I want something to happen just for the dramatics.
I'm Michael Scott throwing the scissors and catching them. Yeah, okay, so this ladder situation, yeah. They're climbing a ladder inside of a tube.
They have to get to level 3 because level one,
the water is rising.
The water is rising. It's a video
game. The
sharks
are in the water.
The sharks came up the rig into level 1. So the sharks are swimming around level 1. There's like bedrooms and labs and stuff. The sharks are swimming around it. They go, "Fuck, we have to get to level 2." But then they realize, "Shit. It's water's just going to keep rising." So let's try to get the door open to 2 so some of the water gets offloaded and we have more time in 3. Listen, I don't like it. I don't care. But what happens is as they're climbing, this shark is fucking circling beneath them. So spooky, TBH. There's also a bomb that goes off above them. Another explosion happens. It's fine. But what ends up happening is a monkey bar situation because
you guys know there was going to be a monkey bar situation.
You guys are looking at this. You were all going, wait a second. Why does this look like the perfect?
Did I get ripped off? Why is there no monkey bar
why
yet?
Does this look like the perfect monkey bar setup here with this ladder in this tube? Well, you're going to get it. Don't you worry. The ladder is going to go ahead and fall and RIP Jan. TBH RIP, because she is going to fall off. Shark is going to get her. Thomas Jane's going to be reaching down for her to pull her up. And Shark's actually going to do another prank.
Okay. You know what he does.
Well.
He was inspired by Donald Trump. He grabbed her pussy. The shark fully pulls it, grabs her by the pussy. Imagine, guys, imagine her legs dangling, spread, and the shark literally wedges himself directly with his snout in between her two legs and is biting her crotch and is holding her up like that, propping her up like
snout.
That.
Okay. I'm crying. Oh my fucking god. That is so funny. She also falls in the water after basically assaulting her. Shark does another prank where Thomas Jane is trying to grab her and Shark does like a jokingly like, "Let me help you," pushing her up one last time.
Well, it shoots her into the air.
Shoots her into the air like dolphin style doing a live SeaWorld show.
God.
Then bring her down, kill her. Bring her down and kill her. Now we're full monkey bars. I think we're only 3 people, 4 people including Chef left at this point. I was dying at the shark shooting her up like dolphin style, grabbing her by the P word and then bringing her down. That is honestly, I'd love to see that at SeaWorld. I'd love to see it safely done at SeaWorld because it was very funny.
Oh, it was a visual gag.
It was a visual. JFL laughs for gags. The sharks probably flooded that level two. That's a very funny idea. That is a line that someone says, we can't go to level two. The sharks probably flooded that level two. That's really funny. That's really fucking funny. They're sort of like taking a break now. So after Jan gets like RIP'd in peace, we kind of get to level three and it's like kind of we get to chill a bit because the water's not rising as fast anymore. We're hanging out in Jan's room. We're looking through her meds. Michael Rapaport makes a joke about finding her vibrator.
Okay. I did not understand this. He goes, Janice was a healthy girl. Something down here's gotta run on batteries.
What? So they're looking for batteries.
What is the connection?
Between being healthy and masturbating.
Janice is a healthy girl. Something down here's gotta run on batteries? What the fuck? That threw me.
I know. I was trying to justify that in my head. I was like, is he speaking of like looking for pills and supplements or something, but then also looking for a vibrator?
No, he's implying, yeah.
Is he implying that it's healthy to own a vibrator? That's very progressive.
Knowing this
guy? 1999?
So.
Janice was very progressive.
You've seen this guy. I don't
think so. Janice was very healthy and progressive and sexually liberated. Of course she has a vibrator. That's a very... Anyways, but we're kind of hanging in this room. Cozy. Sorry, that's going to be the coziest room.
Totally.
Somebody goes, my skin is hemorrhaging and the sharks smell the blood. I'm going, these sharks are already geniuses. They're going to find you anyways. They're hunting you. The blood doesn't matter at this point. The whole blood thing is for the dum-dum sharks in our real world that go into a frenzy when they smell it. These ones are already trying to get you. Like, you're...
No, yeah, blood is child's play.
We're past blood. These guys swim backwards, remember? They broke cameras. They threw your friend at a wall in a really funny prank fashion. They just grabbed someone by the coochie. Anyways, they're showing me the shark location and showing me little doors and stuff as if I'm supposed to know what this means and have any idea of where we are. I'm lost in the sauce. So we're kind of on level three. Nothing's making sense. They were just in a dry room hanging out, and now Thomas Jane and Michael Rapaport are like up to their goddamn necks drowning in water. Why they go do this? I guess they're flipping a breaker. LOL, what that even means. So this is a part that's getting a little bit lost in the sauce. The chef and Michael Rapp did say bye to each other really like as if they're absolute best fucking friends, which we've never even really seen them interact. But that does lead me to believe that MR is going to die. I also feel the hallways are too skinny for the sharks anyways. Aren't these sharks big boys? Okay,
big
so we go back down to first level where it for real is badly flooded, you guys, and it's not a laughing matter, okay? We're at the first level because we need to switch a breaker or something. And yeah, do you remember that thing that happened where Stellan got thrown into the glass and his body was still on the stretcher? Well, Michael Rapp and Thomas Jane are trying to flip a breaker in this first room we were in way earlier ago, and now we still have the body of Estellan floating around in this watery grave. And then Thomas Jane swims up to the top to go scream because he sees the dead Estellan. I did laugh at that. I have to scream. They swim to the top.
They've already seen so much at
There's
this
like a
point.
7 minute.
Is that really going to phase you? Really? Seeing his dead body was more frightening to you than seeing his live body flying underwater
being tortured
towards the glass
in a shark's
you?
Mouth, just like begging for help. Carter and Scoggin. Okay, so that's Thomas Jane's and Michael Rapaport. Apparently I did know their names. Keep making up new catchphrases with each other. Oh God, yeah. Okay, they've been doing this the whole movie. They keep looking at each other and saying, we do everything together, right, man? And he goes, yeah, man, that's right. There was another one that goes, who are you going to trust, man? Me? Yeah, me. It's like they keep having a different catchphrase. I don't know why they didn't just have the same one. Like, brothers, are these supposed to be callbacks to something? It's been happening the whole goddamn movie. It's driving me nuts. If you're gonna have a best friend that you have a secret friendship thing with, make it just the one thing.
I didn't catch any of those.
You didn't hear any of them? They look at each other all the time so lovingly and go, "You trust me, right, brother?" And he goes, "Always, brother." And then...
Oh, I didn't even catch their friendship at all.
They act like they're best friends because they have this secret language, but they keep changing the goddamn catchphrase. Oh, man,
that went way over my head.
Because it's stupid, that's why. The shark getting Mike rap is so funny, okay? Because it's so far away, and also, wait, electrical underwater? Wouldn't everyone get electrified? Okay, so Mike Rapp, the shark's like over his shoulder. Thomas Jane's like, "Look behind you." It is really funny. He gets like fully got by shark. There's like wires. There's electrical stuff happening. Yada, yada. Don't care. Woman tries to get research and it's like a tiny little pack of vials. Why she need this research so bad? So she's gone off on her own. They did the breaker. She's gone off in her own room. And this is where I make a big retractment, because she goes, retraction. She goes, "I need to go save the research, or otherwise this was all for a waste." The research is like this tiny like Tupperware thing. It's like nothing. And I don't know what it proves at all, because that makes no sense. And when she's there, this is my penultimate scene where I believe that she would was taking her shirt off so she could get a little bit taller to reach the wire above her.
Oh, as God,
As a kid, that is always what I believed was happening. I was like, oh, my God. They just...
Oh, God, totally.
They just want an excuse for her to get naked. That's what I thought.
Oh, it's gratuitous as hell.
What I realize now as a dum-dum was she was using her clothes to ground herself.
I think both things can exist at the same time.
She took her clothes off to ground herself, and that makes a little bit more sense. She still gets naked because men want her to, but I did kind of have a growing up to do rewatching this. Me starting to feel bad for the sharks now because it's not their fault. So we're kind of like closing in on the end to this movie. Basically, the sharks are still hunting them through all the levels. I say, whoa, this is a huge twist. Saffron's name in this movie is Susan. Susan?
What?
Her character's name was Susan. I don't even think I got that. That was like, whoa. That was like, I thought that was meant to be a twist. I was like, this is...
That just this come is out M- at this point in the
this
movie?
Is M. Night Shyamalan twist. I think her last name's just been Susan. Used the whole time. I say, oh shit. So she gets the little Tupperware of results or something. I don't fucking know. Where are they going to go now that the place is flooded? Sorry, what are they doing? Can you explain a little more clearly? Why are we swimming? Okay. So we get to this last little bit and it's M. Rap just died. He got killed so funnily. It is so good. Me loved that one. And then it's now the three. It's Chef, it's Thomas Jane, and it's Saffron. And they're like about to die. They're in this last area where they can swim out the top if they take the thing off. But there's going to be like a pressure thing that happens. There's going to be a big bubble thing that happens. There's going to be a big scuba thing where you have to breathe out properly for 60 feet. And Thomas Jane kind of just goes, "You guys know what to do, right? Breathe out on the way up. It's 60 feet or you'll die." And I would be going, oh, slow it down. Tell me exactly what to do step by step.
Like we've got to go over that a couple more
times. Can you teach me? I've never heard of this before. I go, oh God, the chef is being religious. Eye roll. And then they
walk through the valley of the shadow of death.
My hat is like a shark fin. And then Thomas Jane goes, you know, I'm actually so good with sharks. You guys remember I'm the wrangler. I'm like the Heart of Gold wrangler that went to jail, but for real, probably didn't deserve it. Well, Thomas Jane now goes, yeah, one really smart thing I am actually going to say is we should tie life preservers to the fire extinguishers and send them up because the shark's going to think that they're humans and then they're going to go for that and they're not going to go for us. What do you guys think about that? Because that's a great idea. So they'll do a life jacket to a life preserver, do a thing or whatever. and they're shooting up and they're coming out of the top of the thing. The whole guy's gone down. The whole lab is flooded and gone. They're swimming up. It's giving us that shot of the water where they're swimming and you can see the sharks coming in. One of the sharks goes for the fire extinguisher? I don't know. I think it's a fire extinguisher.
Yeah, something like that.
Goes for the fire extinguisher. We think we're almost in the clear. They all get up. They're looking around. Damn. Chef gets grabbed. Chef gets grabbed and dragged.
Okay, at this point, I am freaking out. I am out loud by myself. Oh, no. Oh, no.
I love when people do that.
Oh, no, that sucks. Joel from the other room. Honey, don't rube out too hard.
That's so cute. This is Sean's big thing when he takes a gummy now at the beginning of every movie. So what do you think they're doing here? Why do you think that's happening? Oh, honey, I'm watching this the first time too. Oh.
Okay, similarly, Joel too, if he's really on one like that. We're watching a movie. It was always every 5 seconds.
Huh. Oh, I can see him doing that. I can see him doing that.
What? Well, I'm just thinking with this shot. It's like every 2 seconds. Huh. I'm like, oh my God. The other night I had to say, I'm like, can you stop saying huh?
I know. I literally have to go, I'm watching the movie the same as you. We're both watching the movie.
Oh my God. My mom used to say that to me so much when I was younger.
You'd always go, who's that guy? Who's that guy? Yeah. Do they love each other? Yeah. Okay. So now for real, this is like pretty graphic too. This chef gets got and he's kind of being like, swam around in the shark's mouth. He's being dragged around. He's being
paraded.
He's on display. He's being showcased essentially. And I forget kind of this sequence, but we got the line of the movie, the poor shark just wants to be free. Okay. So how do they get him out? They distract somehow the shark. Whatever.
I can't remember. Somehow he does survive this attack.
Even though it's graphic and brutal.
And
legless.
Shark wrangler, like, gets him, like, propped up, whatever. And then this is another line that really fucking
confused
me. Well,
it harks back to Samu's question of, what does a 1,200-pound shark want?
Well, I don't understand. He's lying there. He's all fucked up. And he just goes, it's the devil, you know.
Okay.
And then closes his eyes. I'm like, how is that saying remotely relevant to anything that's happening right now?
That wasn't the theme of the movie.
That doesn't resonate at all in these circumstances.
We were never scared of the devil we knew.
It's not the devil
we
you
know.
We were
also never scared of the devil we didn't know. We have never been uncertain of what's been happening to us. This whole movie we've known the devil actually that's hunting us the whole yeah. movie quite well actually, because we studied them scientifically. So there's never been a devil that we don't know, and you saying that is very stupid. Samuel did say something back in the beginning. He goes, what does a 1,400-pound shark with the mega mind want? And we actually get a line that, you guys thought these sharks are evil. You thought they're hunting man because they just want kicks. No. What does a shark want with a smart mind? Flowers for Algernon style? It just wants to be free. It just wants to be free. So put that on your fucking pipe and smoke it, you animal haters. So anyways, the shark wants to get out of its little hamster cage with the very tiny volleyball nets basically that are keeping it in.
Okay, but, and I'm saying, why doesn't the shark just fucking do a free willie and hop over the fence?
Okay, these are
that would solve this whole thing.
These are volleyball nets, essentially. These are grade 8 girls volleyball nets. They're nothing. They also could, I also go, do we need to kill it? They could just send it to SeaWorld. Why don't we just SeaWorld it, make some money off this guy? Anyways, Saffron realizes, fuck, I got all these people killed because of my love for science. And she realizes we got to kill these sharks. She's going to use herself as bait. And she's going to say God. Something.
Methinks someone was a theater kid.
A little bit
kid
of martyr here.
Before her, her, before her science career.
Lab Aquatica. She gets a little bit, well, she gets into it. She goes,
she leans in.
She goes, make sure you're ready to kill the shark. Then she goes and looks at the shark that's trying to escape, cuts her arm.
With a piece of scrap metal.
Stares at the shark.
She doesn't cut her arm. She cuts both of her hands. Ugh. Kind of stigmata style.
Jesus style. And she goes...
And
what does she say?
Okay. Puts her arms out. Okay. Her hands bleeding. Puts her arms out. Jumps in starfish styles and goes... Come to mama.
Oh my God. That as an actor would be one of the hardest lines to deliver. That would be beyond hard to deliver. Okay, so you're gonna cut your arms and you're gonna jump in the water and you're gonna look, you're kind of sexy looking at shark, and you're gonna say come to mama. For real. That's making me laugh. I thought Thomas Jane was...
You're begging to workshop the line.
Can I just talk to someone off to the side really quickly? I just feel like come to mama is a little bit... It doesn't really feel
in line with my character.
In some ways, I guess I am the shark's
mom. You
know,
as a woman of science and...
mama is sort of... You know, I get in a way I am sort of a maternal figure to them, but I just don't think. Okay, her in the water. She has water shoes on, too. I don't know why that's killing me. I got to talk about water shoes for a second.
Are kind of the one of the most hellish
water
things.
Shoes are the most evil necessity because, yes, when I'm in a lake, I'm going to need water shoes.
Yeah, zebra
of
muscles.
Course, we don't want to step on bottle caps. But my God,
no quicker way to kill a boner.
If my
than
vagina
a water
doesn't
shoe.
Dry up immediately from a water shoe.
Water shoe is one of the least sexual objects
a
in
a water
human
shoe
existence.
Is akin to eating an egg salad sandwich in public.
Oh my God.
It is such a randall fucking
it's a knapsack with a straw. It's oh my!
It's a
God.
Rolly backpack.
It's a grown man with a lunch bag. It's oh God, a water shoe. Makes
anyone,
you never want to have sex again. Just
anyone
thinking
over
about
the
it.
Age of 16, 17, 18 wearing a water shoe. You know what? I'll say 25. Anyone over the age of 25 wearing a water shoe and not
get yourself to the
and
nunnery
not in a sporting condition. It's not good. Anyways.
Okay, this shot of her. So we're getting the classic shark shot where we are getting underwater view of little
legs dangling.
And it's actually so funny given, you know, this is really intense. You just cut yourself and you're luring a shark to come to mama to you. The way she is delicately synchronized swimming styles. Yeah. With her legs very delicately kicking
yeah.
them.
It's beauty. That's the beauty of duality. It's
yeah, women contain multitudes.
To be a woman is to perform. I also feel like this.
Well, I'm cheering
same,
at
I'm
this
going,
point because I'm like, yeah,
well,
she
I'm
deserves.
Going, I
this.
Hope she at least loses a leg. That's how In the Dark I was.
Well, I hadn't seen this in so long. And I was at first like really pissed off. I'm like, are you fucking
And I was like,
kidding?
This she gets this away with gonna, everything?
She gets away with it? This is a terrible lesson. But then she does get fucked. And I was cheering. And I was saying, yes.
It deserves.
Justice.
Well, she killed.
Yeah, it was deserved.
She killed a lot of people. I say literally in my notes, I go, this B word better at least lose a leg. Oh, shit. She fully dies. And he wasn't even ready with the gun. So Thomas Jane is upset because he wanted to date this girl, but he didn't have the gun ready to kill that shark. So he actually her death was wasted in a lot of ways because the shark just kind of comes over, but Thomas Jane don't have guns. So then the shark's like, okay, I'll just eat her and go back then. Bye. Eats the girl and then goes back to the fucking go to the freedom. And then Thomas Jane do jump in, and remember we see him riding. That wasn't just for fun. That's going to come around back then that's going to be called.
Well, I'm still, now I'm cheering.
That's going to be called a setup.
Transition.
And a payoff, essentially.
I'm saying, yay, he's riding a shark.
I'm saying, remember we saw that and it, we didn't know why? Well, that's because these screenwriters know what they're doing. Okay. The chef makes the kill. We love it. Yay, this is a really God-based movie. I don't like the religion. I wonder if LL Cool J had a say in that. The shark gets blown to smithereens. I guess it gets harpooned, but with also an explosion. What's that called? A BB gun? Whatever. Gets grenaded or some shit.
Harpoon?
It gets harpooned with an explosion. The amount of shit that gets exploded at Lab Aquatica that I don't understand why. Whatever. We get a line.
This is a friggin' crass as hell line. You know, after everything that's happened today, I'm sorry, but to say, Carter, bring me some sushi.
You know, maybe Carter's not in the mood.
Have you guys learned absolutely nothing?
Maybe Carter's not.
We're still making fucking fish jokes,
you know,
about these sharks?
Maybe Carter's not in the mood for a joke. Maybe you shouldn't be in the mood for a joke. Maybe you should be checking why you're in the mood for a joke, because six of your closest friends just died.
And also, leave the jokes to the sharks.
Leave the jokes to the sharks. These guys have been killing it.
You guys are open micers.
You guys are middle of the
shark is a headliner.
You guys are middle of the lineup. Okay? These sharks are headliners. Don't fuck with them. These guys are doing pranks and goofs on you. You know, all over the place. They've killed all your friends. This is the funny in the funniest ways. And now you think you get the last laugh with a sushi joke? Ugh, bad taste in my mouth.
Yeah, it was bad taste. Too soon.
Too soon. Jeez. And then I'm also saying, okay. I'm also saying, what about the regular sharks? Because sure, you killed the three big ones. But the chef goes, are you sure there was just three? And Thomas Jane does a little bit of, A lift his legs back out of the water because they're sitting on a raft right now, and he's like, "Hey,
that's what I was saying. These guys never learn.
When are you going to take something seriously for once in your life? When are you going to grow up?
You guys are to quote Logan Roy, you guys are not serious people.
They're not serious people, and also if you didn't learn from this, you're never going to. And good luck navigating life that way." And then we kind of actually...
Okay, this final shot was so funny.
It's kind of Blue Crush. The vibes are kind of like, could you be loved? Like,
it's kind of okay, like, it's fine. Well, and it's also like aspirational in a way. So if you guys might recall, at the start of the movie, we had an outflux of staff who were leaving. I guess they work on shifts on Aquatica. So there are a bunch of people leaving to go on land for a bit and then I guess come back. Well, guess what? It's time for them to come back to work.
Shift change.
And they're showing up to work and their work has been blown up. And these guys are cheering. They're dancing. They're laughing. They're having fun.
It's a party barge that's showing up.
It's a full party.
It literally is. Could You Be Loved, I feel, is playing in
it's
my
a
mind.
Yacht rock. It's Yacht Cruise.
Could you be it's the weirdest vibe, and you'd also suspect that from that distance, they're about 150 feet out, they could see that the lab has been blown to smithereens.
I have no doubt they could see. You're getting to work and you're seeing methinks I'm not gonna have to work today.
I mean who wouldn't be Blair and Bob Marley if we all got there and it was smithereens?
Would you be loved?
I think,
guys, let's not lie,
let's not sugarcoat it.
That would put a smirk on
I think if everybody's
faces.
Work got Aquatica, heaven forbid, you know, it wouldn't be.
No one ever used this audio.
Listen, no one's saying it's a good thing. It's just, would you be dancing and singing? I don't know, maybe. Could you be loved? I'm laughing. Okay, so anyways, that is gonna go ahead and be Deep Blue Sea. I think we are going to be doing some disaster movies for a little bit now, because it honestly fun as fuck. We're having a good time.
Yeah, leading up to Halloween. It's a perfect
disaster
time.
Movie. September. What a disaster. Back to school. What a disaster of a month.
Absolutely.
There's nothing more disastrous. So, if you're not a member of the Patreon, please consider joining. We are doing weekly, we do about 20 to 30 minute episodes on there. We chat more contemporary stuff, pretty casual, but it's very fun. Follow us on Instagram. Send us messages if you like the episode, if you want to see something, if you want to hear something, I guess is actually the more appropriate thing. If you want to see something, you can check out my OnlyFans. Just kidding, I don't have that, though maybe I should. You can follow us individually. I'm Maddie Foley, at Madeline's. You can follow Liv, at Liv Collect. And that's it. Follow, rate, review, you know, do all that fun stuff. We got some cool, fun stuff coming up. Oh, I'll pitch my movie. I'm personally in a movie called Diner 89. That's going to be coming out September 6th in select theaters. Liv's yawning, but smiling. And I think that's the only thing I have to pitch right now.
Oh, I'm so sorry. What terrible timing.
It's okay.
Wow, to be in a movie that's going to be in theaters.
Isn't that funny?
God, it's surreal.
Isn't that funny?
I can't wait to go see you on the big screen.
Goofy. They say the camera adds 10 pounds, so keep that in mind, guys. I'm actually really hot.
More of you to love?
More of me to love. Oh, my God. I feel conflicted about seeing a 10-foot thing of my face on a screen.
I'm excited. I can't wait for
Whatever.
It.
Whatever. Anyways, that's it for me. Do you have anything you want to plug, Little Miss Lady?
No, I'm freaking exhausted. I'm
tired. Of course,
tired.
Let's go to bed. You're already in your black PJs that I love. French live. All right, that's going to do it for us. We don't have a sign-off, but if we did, I think mine would just be, could you be loved, like, kind of underneath and just, like, fading out. What would yours be?
Mine would be, my fin is like a shark's hat.
My fin is like a shark's hat. Okay. Thank you so much for listening. We love you so much. We'll see you next week. Remember that your fin is going to go ahead and be like a shark's hat. And honestly, just... be loved. Have fun. Be loved. Could you be loved? Bye.